Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here with Femi Okay. Are you someone that balances your checkbook regularly? Like, do you know your
balance?
Yeah,
I have to. I work in public radio.
No, good for you. Because I always, at the ATM, when I check balance, I always do a gulp as I wait for the number to come up.
Surprise!
Kind of a mystery number. Maybe you have the same sort of experience. But on a macro scale, that's why we invited the Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for the New York Times, into the studio this morning. Good morning, Louise.
Hi.
If the FDIC went to its ATM and checked its balance this morning, they might have a really big gulp that would be pretty meaningful for the rest of us. The FDIC, of course, is the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. What's going on, Louise?
Well, what's going on is we've got more and more troubled banks that they're having to shut down. And when they shut down a bank, they often have to use money from their funding to pay for the process. And this FDIC fund is like an insurance fund. All the other banks put in money to have this piggy bank for troubled times. Right now, it's a pretty troubled time, and we're using it up.
You know, the inklings of this were on the front page of the business section last Friday at your newspaper, but
yep.
A lot of the details are coming out. For instance, the number of troubled banks, it was hovering around 200, but it seems to be even rising.
Yeah, now we're up to 416 troubled banks. A lot of those will be shut down. And it's very smooth. The FDIC goes in on a Friday, and they shut it down. They bring in a buyer. And by Monday, they typically have the bank opened up. So they try to make it so that people aren't panicking. That doesn't always work, of course. If you remember, IndyMac was just a year ago.
Sure.
And people were very panicked around IndyMac.
And in the course of that shutdown and reopening, a lot of very big checks are written by the FDIC. And that's what the drawdown is all about.
Exactly.
Now, what are they doing to deal with this besides asking the Federal Reserve for more money?
So what they do actually is they ask banks to pay more money, and they're raising the fees on the banks. And this
premiums.
Affects
premiums. That's insurance premiums.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that affects all of us because actually several banks now, including J.P. Morgan and Wells Fargo, are starting to pass these FDIC premiums on down to customers. And some of your bank statements, you can look and see FDIC charge. So we're all paying for it. And if they run out of money in that fund, they can use an $100 billion credit line they've got from the Treasury.
And the last sort of line of defense is getting other banks to buy the troubled banks so the FDIC doesn't have to go in. They're trying to make that easier, right?
Yeah, they've had all these rules that they've changed to make it easier for private equity to buy banks and to make it easier for other banks to buy banks. And the other aspect of this to think about is that we're going into a big debate in the fall about what agencies will have more power, and the powers of the FDIC as well as the SEC and everyone in Washington is under debate. So anytime you're seeing these numbers come out about the FDIC, you got to think, are they worried about their power? Are they worried about their influence in Washington?
The big ripple effect of the FDIC will be our takeaway this morning. Louise Story, thanks for being with us. Wall Street and finance reporter for the New York Times.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.